All right, 10 minutes after 6 p.m. in the Southland, it is Shit, Dono, and Cap. We are live from the Yamaha Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. You can hear it cranking now. Party, party, oh, party.
So
get
full.
On down here. Thanks to Baron Davis.
You're so great full.
B. Diddy gave us autographed hats.
Yeah, look at that. It is time for what you need to know, right?
Yes, yes, yes. All right, you need to know. Take it away, Linz.
No, you guys continue.
Huh?
I don't know what that bit is.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant.
I thought I was just, you know, you guys like joke around about like skipping over like Radio Tinder and what you need to know and all the bits. No? Never mind.
Yeah, take it away, producer Lindsay.
That went over really well.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some more.
I honestly don't know what happened.
You're going to skin some slices?
I am.
Really?
Take it away, Linz.
Thanks, Sedano. All right, so what you need to know is that I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Fair
enough. Wait. What we need to know. Is it you don't have
one? No, I closed it because I thought you guys were skipping it. Now I'm like panicking trying to open it.
Don't panic. Take your time, girl.
Take your time. We'll fill.
Yeah, we got no problem.
In the meantime, we've got games going on. Texas and Colgate, about 15 minutes left in the game there.
That's tightening up just slightly, though.
Texas leading 53-52 against Colgate.
42.
Colgate's got a bunch of dudes with long beards on it. And Texas is, you know, actually really good. Oh, you've got a tight one here. Northwestern.
Boise.
The school of Mike Trudell against one of the Kaplan daughter schools. Which
right.
Kaplan daughter?
Boise State, Jillian representing.
Jillian,
the
Boise
7-10
State.
7-10 matchup.
There you go, yeah. So we've got that one. There's under 8 to go there in that particular matchup.
What a great place, though, to watch college basketball.
Everywhere.
Because when we were here for the AFC and NFC championship games, mm-hmm. you know, those games we were watching one at a time.
Right.
You know, when we were watching the Super Bowl here, it was just one at a time.
Just one game.
Right.
The Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Now, you got, like, all these games that are going on at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And with the 150 LED screens all around, it doesn't matter where you're sitting here at the 909, mm-hmm. you can see it all perfectly. Great place to watch games, which is, by the way, why will we be back here next Thursday, the 23rd, and then for the national championship game on April 3rd, it's a Monday, we'll be back here again.
Now, next Thursday we'll be leading into, you know, it's the Sweet 16 next Thursday.
By the way, is it the first time you met Baron?
First time I met Baron Davis.
Isn't he great?
Great guy.
So cool.
Great guy.
B. Diddy. Love him.
He should do the show more often, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd love to have him come in. He's got great stories.
Great stories. And to hear two basketball guys.
Oh.
Like Sedano.
Just go. Mono and mono.
You know. Chat it up. Right. Chat up the hardwood, as we would say.
Talk history of the game.
It was great.
You know?
I really enjoyed it.
First of all, that story he told about knowing they could beat Dallas before the beginning, that's kind of cool. I've always felt, and maybe there is one, there should be like a mini 30 for 30 or something on that series because – you know, you don't get a lot of eights beating ones in the NBA. And this wasn't one of those, like, the Knicks did it in, like, a strike-shortened year. That doesn't count. They did it for real in, like, a real season.
Yeah, Baron Davis is cool, man. First of all, he's wearing – anybody who's seeing it on all of our social media, he's wearing this, like
– Letterman jacket.
Well, it's a Letterman jacket with the Black Santa logo.
Right.
Okay, which is
cool.
And
that's his website, blacksanta.com.
And then he's wearing, you know, this Bo Jackson jersey.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned it, and then he starts going off on the Raiders. I didn't realize he was such a big Raider fan, you know? But he's got like 12 layers going because he got the jacket, the Letterman jacket with the leather sleeves. Then he got on the Bo Jackson jersey. Underneath that, he had on a hoodie sweatshirt, and I could see he had a T-shirt on too. Now, I'm chronically cold, so I don't like to be cold at all. I'm a tropical brother. I tell you that all the time.
You're an island boy.
I'm an island boy.
We should have shown Baron Davis the island boy.
The island boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, you become the $500 winner of the Papa Shot. You're going to take all your boys to islands, and they're all going to be island boys.
Island boys. He would have totally dug that.
Have you, like, gotten into the island boys now?
No, I just saw it the one time you sent it.
Because, honestly, like, once you see it.
How do you get into it?
Well, you type in.
Just play the damn thing over and over again.
Island boys.
Yeah.
What are those guys going to do for the rest of their lives?
The island boys.
With all the tattoos on the face and everything.
Well, I guess these guys just never really thought about what they're going to be when they're 50.
I mean, have all the tattoos you want in life, but when you have like 15 tattoos on your face, that could challenge your future opportunities, potentially, or it could be a great brand.
I am petrified of people who have tattoos on their faces. Now, look, I'm just just saying right now, like a lot of people have tats on their necks, on their arms, their legs, whatever. But when you put a tat on your face, it scares me.
Multiple tats on your face.
There was a dude here earlier with tats on his face. Freaking, I went the other way, man. I'm like, I don't want no problems with this guy.
Royce Tony tweets us in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Linz, have you found the What You Need to Know yet?
No. Oh, I told you guys in the group text, I said I thought we skipped it because
we
skipped
the segment.
Oh, we
were Philly time. We were vamping.
I know, but I wrote in the group text that I thought we skipped it.
Okay, it's okay.
And so I deleted it. I am sorry.
Why would you delete?
Royce Tony says we should do a live remote to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Circle of Trust, which I created with Cappy and Lindsay and Lauda and you, Christopher. I believe it's March 22nd,
March
2022.
Okay, so then why don't we do this? Why don't we celebrate the Circle of Trust Thursday next week here, March 23rd.
There you go.
Right.
Done deal, Royce Tony. You just heard it.
Okay, so Casper, and Crypto.
Right. I mean, you guys have to organize it.
You guys are like leaders of the Circle of Trust.
Yes.
You guys are ambassadors, brand ambassadors.
Brand ambassadors. That's an excellent way to describe it.
If you could, please... Please, yes, you got a title now, brand ambassador.
I think you should have a little pin that says brand ambassador.
We should have a red circle
Francis
pin.
And
red circle pin.
Travis and Sue.
You know, like ABC 7 has the Circle 7.
Yeah.
We could have our Circle of Trust pin.
Or like American Airlines gives little kids
the wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should have a red circle pin.
Yeah.
This is a good idea. A red circle
Tommy,
pin.
Tommy, are you still here somewhere?
Tommy's still around?
Shouts out to you.
Not that Tommy. Different Tommy.
Yeah, not that Tommy. Different Tommy. Our Tommy. Tommy Lamb.
Shouts out to you.
Tommy, can you come here? Not you, Tommy. Not you with the Sedano and Cap T-shirt.
That's Tommy.
Yeah.
This
you're
just
Tommy,
one Tommy,
Tommy. We just need one Tommy.
The executive
one Tommy.
Chairman of the Funny Games Department.
One Tommy, come over here, please, for
He's
a second.
He's making his way. I
what
see
is
him.
Willie Nelson doing in this commercial with Charles Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson?
Making money.
It's so that you ask
is it
that
Capital
question.
One?
And Jim
Probably.
Nance.
Oh, and Jim Nance. Jennifer Garner. There's a lot of people in this commercial. It's expensive. Tommy, can you get a headset, please?
It's expensive. Hi, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy Lamb.
So, since we're going to be here at Yamava next week.
Yes.
On Thursday. And, one of our listeners in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust said we need to do a live remote to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Circle of Trust, which was created on March 22nd, 2022 by us. We feel like this should be the place to do that. Perhaps. But Cappy had a great idea. And Cappy doesn't always have great ideas.
Not much.
Tight. But what if we got like little circle pins? Little
red circle
pins?
Like the emoji.
Right. And then you give them to people who are in the Circle of Trust. If you're not in the circle, you don't get the pin.
Right. You got to be in the Circle of Trust. You got to go to the Sedano and Cap.
So you're giving
Twitter
us a
community.
Week to make pins?
Yeah. That's it. Just
We need to see your Twitter.
Yeah, but that's not that. You guys. We don't have like a pin guy. That's
no, just, we got a pin guy.
We got a guy for everything.
100% we got a pin guy.
Who's not going to be our pin guy?
We got a pin guy, don't we?
Well, pins are, like I said, more difficult.
Pins
to make
are. Pins and mugs are very difficult.
How about a little plastic pin?
I got
Doesn't
a pin guy.
Doesn't have to
guy.
Be like all that. Like,
you have
fancy.
A pin guy?
I got a pin guy.
How about a button?
A button.
You can
make that's like a
buttons.
Pin.
I mean, very, yeah.
It's
a pin.
Same thing. Just
it's
make
different,
a pin.
Though.
But, yeah, but when you get into the... When you gotta
it's
go
in the pin family.
You got to go overseas.
No, no, no.
You
got to
get the sharp pin.
They literally make the buttons. You make a button maker where you just... Put whatever you want on it,
you
stamp it. Yep,
there you
exactly.
Go.
What do you think, Tommy?
Tommy, what can you do it?
Let us think about what we can do.
Tommy, you got a what you need to know?
I'm never hearing the end of this, I swear. Never.
It was funny, though.
I gave you guys three.
That's why I'm here.
That's funny.
Stop being mean to Lindsay.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right.
What more? We didn't hear you.
Clearly. I said stop being mean to Lindsay.
Oh.
It's not being mean. It's just, it's a
bit. I mean, I gave you three. You could have read one.
Also... I mean, there could be, the vice president of the Handsome Man community in the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust says we should just do it at the pickleball tournament.
You know, that's not a bad idea because from what I'm told.
To do a multi-event.
Well, we really
thing.
Can't get pins by then.
No, but you know what?
It's too close.
From
that's
what I'm
fine.
Told.
We can still have the event.
The pickleball event this Saturday.
Yeah.
Is going to be like completely off the charts.
Okay.
Because it's standing room only.
Right, it is.
It's like completely sold
it's
out.
It's like the dodgeball movie.
It's like everybody's coming.
Yeah.
Dodgeball movie.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's going to be like the crowd is going to be on top of you.
Oh, like when it was on the ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah. With Jason
pickleball,
Bateman.
Yeah, pickleball is going to be huge.
Yeah. Next year I'm going to make sure they put it on ESPN Plus.
Do we have proper like paramedics and EMTs and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Why are you asking me this question? You just had Tommy. Laura, rip him for that, please.
Yeah, Laura.
MCAP, you get it together.
Yeah.
You ask me about paramedics and you had the guy who leads that department.
Yeah, do better, man.
Yeah.
But
do
you're
better.
Like you're like the front man.
Careful,
you know?
Just spit again.
I did it again.
You spit on
really?
Sedano?
That's twice
gross.
Today.
Yeah, but like I spit, but like George puts his fingers in my face.
Yeah, but I don't hit you.
No, but you're very close.
But I don't.
But you're
I have
really
good
close
control.
To touching
close
my face.
Talk? I have good control, like I do to Christopher. See? Just like that.
Yeah.
Didn't hit him.
Cappy Latino.
Go ahead.
No, I said Latinos, we speak with our hands a lot. Like, I do that.
No,
I'm like, nobody
Latinos,
sees me.
Italianos.
Yeah. I know, but he's Latino, but he's also Taekwon Bo, as we've discussed.
Yeah. Oh, you're you know, scared.
So
gotcha.
So he can put his hands like really close to your face
but I'm not
and not
touch
hit you.
You.
Right. Because yeah. he's got this sort of self-control.
Right.
But I'm spitting today now.
Yeah, well, you don't
yeah,
have self-control.
Twice. Got me in the eye one time.
God, that's terrible.
And now here on the wrist.
Better than your lip, though. You know,
no,
like somebody
no,
gets
that's
in the
gross.
Lip.
Yeah,
horrible.
Don't do that. All horrible. Right, we're way over the break. We've broken the clock.
Yeah, we destroyed it.
I mean, it was really, you know.
Yeah, Baron Davis's fault?
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to talk, I love B. Diddy, but we went way over with B. Diddy.
It's his fault.
Yeah. He told a great story, though, so I don't care. I'm in on that. Love you, B. Diddy. All right, coming up next, the Lakers' worst nightmare.
Oh.
Is not anything we've discussed yet.
Okay.
Something else. I'll tell you what that is next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The tournament tip-off for our party. We are live at Rocket Brews at the 909 Sports
Larry
Bar.
Larry Shackelford's here.
Yeah, we just talking to Larry. Great listener from the city of L.A.
He came to visit me and Byron Scott years ago in Redondo Beach.
And then he pointed at Cappy and said, you know what? That guy talks too much.
He did absolutely say that. He did. What, look at him. He's pointing at you right there.
What do you want me to do? Larry, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Talk less?
Talk less? So, Larry, tell me this before we get going here. What percentage should we be? Like 85% Sedano, 15% Cap? Like, give me a percentage so I know, so I can start working on it for you, Larry. What's he saying?
Hold on, get closer, Larry.
I can't hear what Larry's saying.
Get closer.
I can't hear what he's saying.
50-50. Yeah. What is he doing now? How much do you think he's doing now? He's like 70?
Yeah, no,
like
I'm 70. Not.
Some
you.
Of those long ones.
Dude, it's 70-30 Sedano.
No, he goes like
you get long.
You know what it
Cappy?
Is? You know what it is? I'm a quick hitter, right? Larry, I'm a quick hitter.
No.
But then Cappy goes for like 3 or 4 straight minutes.
You guys here are a completely different show.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now. Larry, you don't know what you're talking about. We love you, baby.
Listen.
But you're wrong. Clean your ears.
Larry's been going down to see me since Redondo Beach. Welcome me to L.A. back in 2016.
Now a bunch of Cappy's San Diego crew.
The Chatlins.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Chatlins.
Twitter.
Like,
the hell with Larry.
And the YouTube chat.
No,
they're like Sedano doesn't shut the hell up.
You can't mess with our man.
Sedano.
We want more Cappy. We want Cappy.
Less Sedano.
That's going to be the voice of the Chatlins from now on.
We want Cappy. Cappy.
Wow. Nice high voice.
Yeah, the Chatlins.
High pitched.
That's what they sound like, right? Chatlins. Tommy.
Yeah.
All right. Lakers' biggest nightmare.
Let me hear it.
You know what it is?
Tell me.
The Los Angeles Clippers are getting their act together all of a sudden. They are getting their act together all of a sudden. And you know who played a good game yesterday?
Don't tell me.
Despite what you see in the box score.
Don't tell me.
I was there to witness it with my own two eyes.
All right. Tell me my man Brody.
Brody played a smart game yesterday.
Really?
0 turnovers. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Golden State Warriors. Okay. I'm legitimately going to be show you what they did to him yesterday.
Hold on a second. George
You're Brody.
Now.
You're Brody.
I'm Brody.
Oh, my bad. I'm about to get hit.
You have the ball at the top of the key.
Okay. Oh,
this was as close as they were guarding him.
What are we talking? 5-6 feet?
Easily.
Do I stand up or sit down?
No, you can sit down.
Okay.
This is how far away they were.
Okay.
And you know what Brody did?
Tell me.
He moved the ball.
He did.
He didn't try to shoot it.
He didn't shoot it?
No. He took a couple shots, but not when they did that to him.
Okay.
When they dared him, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do the thing you want me to do. I'm going to do the thing I'm supposed to do, which is move the basketball. I was stunned. Because during the broadcast, I literally said, I was broadcasting the game on ESPN Radio with my guy, Corey Alexander. And I said, Corey, they're literally not guarding him. There's no one within 6 or 7 feet of him. And he goes, as long as he either attacks the basket or moves the ball, that's all he needs to do in that scenario. And he did it.
And he never shot.
I mean, shot a few times.
No, but I mean, shot when he was wide open.
Well, there was a couple corners, but that's it. But not at the top of the key where he's terrible. That's like the worst place for him to shoot. Everybody knows above the break, that's where you want him to shoot. And he didn't do it once.
Let me ask you this.
I couldn't believe it.
Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
The Clippers win the NBA championship.
Oof. Wow. If that actually happened, not that I don't care, but if that actually happened, you literally, like, just saying that, it the Laker fan, it tastes like vinegar in their mouth right now.
Okay, but let me ask you this. What tastes worse? The Clippers winning the championship or the Clippers winning the championship with Brody when Brody couldn't get along in the Laker locker room, but he goes across the hall and does what Gilbert Arenas predicted, which was that wherever he goes, he could impact the championship.
Right.
What if...
That actually happens.
What if Brody wins an NBA title with the Clippers the year the Lakers cast him off? A year where, on the night where LeBron broke the all-time scoring record, Brody was pouting. Brody was fighting with coaches. Brody was a complete menace to the team. Left right after the game. I mean, like, you know, just everything that was, like, such a selfish thing to do. What if Brody and the Clippers win the NBA championship?
Well, listen, I asked somebody around the Clippers organization when they acquired Russell Westbrook. And I said, what does Ty think? Ty Lue, their head coach. And that person said,
I was able to deduce that.
That person said to me, Ty can fix him.
Oh, come on.
Did you see Wara's text? She texted not happening. But also in a GIF. Is that a turkey or a chicken?
A chicken getting choked.
Oh.
Yeah. So, now,
I'll tell you this.
I didn't say it.
They lost 5 in a row to start. They've won 4 in a row since. And yesterday he was doing the things that we were screaming for him to do when he was with the Lakers. They were not guarding him wide open. They were telling him, gifting it to him. Here, good. You can't. You got to shoot it. You know you got to shoot it. And he was like, nope. Going to move the ball. Going to go this way. That he did the right things. It was insane. And in a good way for him.
Let me tell you something. This guy might actually be able to get along in that locker room, but he could never get along in LeBron's locker room. Because in that locker room with the Clippers, they don't have a personality like LeBron.
They don't. As a matter of fact, if I go through my notes.
Okay. Oh, he's getting his notes out.
I have struck a chord.
When I talked to Ty
Lue. Notes we go.
Whoa, look at that.
When I talked to Ty Lue yesterday.
All right, let's find out what
Ty Lue said. What did he say about Russ? He said, Russ, the things he's brought to our team, leadership, first at every single event, every single day, and he brings incredible energy.
Sonato, do they prepare those notes for you, or you have to do that?
No, they prepare these notes for me. I write the stuff you see written in, but they do that, all the research for me.
If I had to write my own stuff down, I'd never be able to read it.
Yeah. But I had it still. I just realized I still had this in my bag.
No, I'm serious. Like there was no way that Russell Westbrook, and we knew this very early on, there was no way he could deal with that locker room because he thinks it's about him, and this Laker team is about LeBron. And when you go over to the Clippers,
yeah.
It's not that he's so self-centered.
Yeah.
It's that there is nobody else in that locker room that's so self-centered. And that goes for Paul George and Kawhi.
Quieter guys.
Yes.
Right. Great players, but quieter personalities. Now, they have some things on that team. You know, I'll break out my notes.
Back to the notes we go. Back out.
Back to the notes.
Break my notes out. So when we asked him about a couple of different guys.
Asked who?
Eric Gordon. Ty, when
okay.
I talked to
right.
Ty
I know
before
if
the game.
Talking to Brody at this point.
No, I'm talking to Ty before the game. When I asked him about Eric Gordon, we have now. I'm going to do the John Ireland play my own voice on these things.
Oh, we're going back to back. You're going to throw your own sound.
Yeah, we have. So I guess the first one is Eric Gordon, I believe. It's the earlier one where he shoots it from like the crypto.com site. So anyway, I asked Ty Lue, like, you know, what does Gordon bring to the table? Oh, professional, blah blah blah, etc. Great shooter, and he goes, but not just a great shooter. He can shoot it. Like Steph or Dame, you know, he said not exactly like them, but in the sense of he can shoot it from 3 to 5 feet beyond the three-point line, he goes, which gives Russ and Kawhi and PG more room to work with in between. And you saw it unfold. Go ahead, play me.
Play me.
Terrence Mann on the right wing, guarded by Poole, giving him room.
to Zubats at the free throw line. Back to Kawhi. Right wing three on the way. Kawhi drains the three-pointer. It's 91-86. Clippers leading. Kawhi with 25.
And especially without Paul George on the floor, Kawhi Leonard is going to have to be the guy that's the answer to this Steph Curry run.
JaMychal Green gets it to Curry. Curry dribbles into the paint at the free throw line. Now at the dotted line, throws up a wild shot, and it goes in off the glass. Gave it a little English on the reverse there. Oh. Curry with 39, three-point ball game. Warriors down three. They get it to Eric Gordon, right wing three on the way. Gordon gets nothing but net there, and the Clippers are back up six with 1:20 to go in the third.
ESPN Radio, George Sedano on the call.
Right. So got to give credit.
You see, like, they were able to match wits in a three-point competition with the Warriors of all teams. Steph Curry scored 50 points in that game yesterday, and they were able to trade blows with them. This team, with their new additions, Ty was also telling me they had, you know, they had 3 days off from their last game of this game. This is the first the longest stretch they've had of actual practice time the whole season, and it couldn't come at a better time because they just added those four guys, including Russ, at the trade deadline. And they feel confident now moving forward.
Hey, Larry, you hear that? I was 95% Sedano and 5%, 2.5% cap, 2.5%
morale. There you go. Larry's happy now.
You see that?
Larry knows.
A full Clipper breakdown.
Yeah.
By Sedano.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're not watching the Clippers.
You know? No, I was not watching.
But you are now.
I don't know about that.
You were recently.
I watched a couple of Clipper games recently.
You know, and now you know that the Clippers are making noise, like Laura said, like Brock Purdy.
No, not really.
You're going to be a big Clipper
promoter.
Yes,
they are. Let me hear the Brock Purdy sound, because that's the noise they're making.
It is that kind of noise.
And that's what the Laker fans are going to be doing, because they're going to feel constipated actually do something. Look at their Laker fan right there. He just threw his head down. He knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
If the Clippers win, you're going to get constipated.
See what happens when he talks so much?
Yes.
He upsets everybody.
Yeah.
Larry.
Not Larry. Larry's happy.
Larry must be a Clipper fan.
Right on. No, he's not.
Big Clipper fan.
Big Laker fan. Came out to see me and Byron Scott, actually.
You have him talking all this Clipper talk.
Yeah.
This kid.
I keep it real. Larry knows.
He's a real one, Larry.
Exactly.
He's a 100.
All right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal.
Live from Yamaha Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar, our tournament tip-off party. Party, party, oh party, with Sedano and Cappy.
I like the way you were able to do that open while also eating, skinning your pizza. Yeah.
Well, not pizza. Just the toppings.
The toppings, yeah.
I skinned it.
That's what I said.
But I thought you were having a hard time skinning it.
Because it's congealed?
Yeah.
And scugiel, too, at some Italian restaurant.
What?
Congeal. I got pepperoni in my mouth. So I got confused between scugiel and congeal.
By the way, shout out to the Circle of Trust, the people that showed up here, and, of course, the people in the Circle of Trust in the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter.
What are they saying?
I mean, just shout out to them because they're always there.
By the way, for our crew here at Yamaha, Baron Davis, BD, is over there on the side over there signing some autographs.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you want to get an autograph like we all got up
here, Diddy.
Get over there and say hi, BD. What's up?
Greg is all excited. He loves UCLA, so.
He must be
corporate
so happy.
Greg?
Yeah,
is
he's still here.
Hey, BD.
I thought he was going to leave, Corporate Greg.
I'm Corporate Greg.
Yeah.
Go Bruins. With the traffic, he couldn't make it back in time.
It's more. I knew he wasn't going to make it back. He's 90 minutes. Yeah, right.
You know, earlier.
He lives way out in the valley.
All the headsets are full, so I threw on Corporate Greg's headset.
Yeah.
And the way, so we can create a mix where you hear the station and all
yeah,
the
yeah,
rest
his
of
his is like him.
And you could control how much of yourself you hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
His was cranked all the way up. So when I started talking,
you're like, whoa.
Reverberating my own voice.
Who's that?
That's Greg.
Yeah.
Greg cranks it up so he can hear himself more.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if he's over there talking to Baron Davis like, yo, man, what do you got going on tonight? Like, you want to hang out and watch the game or what? I mean, like, we're both UCLA guys, you know? Like, we're big fans.
Yeah.
You want to hang out and watch the game? Now, on the other hand, Lindsay, maybe, just throwing out an idea here, maybe you say to Baron Davis, what are you up to tonight? And he goes, I don't know. I'm thinking about watching the game. And you say, no, I want to go to Ja Rule. You want to come to Ja Rule with me?
Well, I'm already going, so.
No, I'm saying you could invite him.
Why would I? No offense. Well, why would I invite him?
You got extra tickets, don't you?
No, Cappy. You said that you were not going to go a couple days ago.
Right.
And we learned
That's
from
it.
What Beto
those,
said.
Those tickets are spoken for now.
Oh. Yep. So there's no ticket for Baron.
Nope.
Sorry,
I'm sure they could accommodate him if he'd
sorry,
like to
yeah,
go.
I'm pretty sure he could get
he could probably
he
like intro
like,
him
he
on
could
stage.
Probably literally just text
yeah.
the
probably
Shanti
text Ja Rule.
And Ja Rule, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, he's probably going already, and that's why he's here, right?
Right.
Got it.
Are we doing big deal, no deal?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
I don't have one.
Is it the best?
That's a joke.
Your faces, though.
I knew that one was serious. Wasn't serious, though.
Your faces. All right, so Michael Jordan is preparing to sell the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
Jordan is engaged in serious talks to sell a controlling portion of the franchise to an ownership group led by current minority owner Gabe Plotkin and Atlanta Hawks minority owner Rick Schnall. Michael Jordan officially purchased the franchise back in 2010 for $275 million. Would it be a big deal if he sells?
It is a big deal because it would probably be one of the few things in sports that he would have failed at, right?
How about baseball?
He didn't fail.
Professional sport.
He didn't fail.
He was a minor league player.
He was a minor league player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but
he didn't fail.
You were very quick, very quick.
Well, he didn't fail.
Don't get me wrong. Listen, I love Michael Jordan.
He didn't fail.
But as far as a baseball player goes.
Basketball related. The fact that he couldn't do anything as an owner, that's got to eat at his craw a little bit, don't it?
Well, yeah, because when you're a guy like him, you expect to be great at everything.
Yeah.
You know? And then you start to own a team, and you're like, how hard could this be? You know, all I got to do is just be me.
Although a lot of people have reported over the years that his problem is he gets too involved at the end when he's like watching like YouTube clips of kids and be like, that's the guy we need to take, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Like, allegedly, that's what has been reported, not me. So.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think of guys that have gone into sports as players and then kind of became front office executives. But the difference is that some of these guys who become front office guys, like I look at a John Lynch with the 49ers.
Yeah,
he's had some success, but he's not the owner.
Right.
You know, Michael Jordan's the owner.
Right.
And so the you said the team was purchased for $275 million. What year was that?
2010.
Yeah.
So now this is 2023.
And how much is he going to sell it for?
That information has not been disclosed
probably like
yet.
$2 billion at least
well,
in Charlotte.
At least.
Well, what did Phoenix just sell for?
Four, but that's a bigger market.
I'm not saying that he's going to sell for $4 billion, but you might find somebody who wants to be an NBA owner bad enough to pay three.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
$275 million.
I got five on it.
Now you sell for $300 billion. No, $3 billion.
Sell sided. Let's go buy the Charlotte Hornets.
We're getting close, George. We're
Come
getting
on.
Close.
Well, I saw there was a new URL, right?
There is a new URL.
New URL. I got that in the...
The email?
The email that I did not sign up for.
A new URL.
Well, yeah, if you signed up for an account, then you have the...
I know, Cappy. We just teased you about it.
Yeah. Oh.
I know. I don't get the email.
Why not?
I have like four.
You never signed up for an account. Wow.
Laura gets it. Do you get
it? I get like four emails from Cap. I don't know why.
I do. I get a lot of your emails.
Yeah.
You do? Yeah.
Well, I only sent one out a week.
I get the CappyCast email.
Well, today we sent out one.
I got the sided email.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many emails?
Well, how many? You listen, it's a good way of communicating with people. What can I tell you? You know, most people just delete them. It doesn't matter anyway.
Get Larry on your emails.
Hello, Larry. It's an old TV show.
All right, we got a final.
It is a final.
Northwestern defeated Cappy's Boise State Broncos.
Shame.
So we got to find. We've had kind of some bleh games here, though.
That one we had two big ones early.
Chris Collins is getting interviewed there by Dana Jacobson. They ended up winning by like 10. It got close for like a second, but you know, Texas is winning comfortably here against Colgate. So we got two new games that just started: Houston, the one seed, against Northern Kentucky, and then Tennessee and Louisiana, a 4-13. I told you the other day, the 4-13 is the new 5-12.
I like how you mentioned Chris Collins is being interviewed by Dana Jacobson. Who's Chris Collins?
Doug Collins' son.
Oh. Yeah, who's he coach for?
Northwestern.
Yeah, I just, you know. Yeah. Just the average person listening driving down the road is like.
Well, he was talking about it in context of the game ending.
Yeah, he said Northwestern.
He said Northwestern.
I said it's a final.
Fast.
He said Northwestern.
Too fast for me.
Chris Collins is getting interviewed.
Too
it flowed pretty well.
And then Chris Collinsworth kind of came into my head.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
You know, and then Dana Jacobson got me confused.
Wait, what?
Her hair is very dark, black.
Very dark.
Yeah.
She's excellent at her job.
Very good at her job.
What's next, Linz?
Okay, last one here because we have to break. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have their answer at quarterback. Now that Tom Brady is gone for good, the team signed former number one overall pick and Morales' best friend, Baker Mayfield, to a one-year, $8.5 million deal yesterday.
Tampa, right? Yeah.
Yes, the Bucs will likely use Mayfield as a stopgap solution until the team can find a more permanent option.
A headband.
Caleb Williams to Tampa Bay.
Dude, I mean, it's a one-year deal. You know what that means?
But he's taking over for Tom Brady. Isn't that a big deal?
Well, but is he? Because when you sign a guy like Baker Mayfield to a one-year, $8 million deal, are you expecting him to be your starter?
Yes, because the other guy on the roster is Kyle Trask.
All I'm saying to you is that between now and the start of the season,
there could be someone else.
Because at $8 million, you're not guaranteed to make that team.
Yeah.
I mean, they could guarantee you the entire contract and you're not guaranteed to make the team.
I made that argument with my dad and my brother and my uncles, and they said, well, who else is out there that they could sign that's better? And I was like, well, you have a point. Let's go for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to be the guy to start the season, but he may not be the guy to finish the season. I think
you sign a guy to a one-year contract, you're not exactly making a commitment to the future.
No, I agree.
I mean, by the way, the Raiders gave Jimmy Garoppolo 3 years.
Speaking of your boyfriend Tom Brady, Mark Spears of ESPN and Anscape, if you go to Anscape.com, did a sit-down with Steph Curry about his 35th birthday. He turned 35 2 days ago. And in that story, he revealed that one of the guys he talked to the most recently over the last couple years about aging and being a superstar was your boyfriend, Tom
Brady.
Right.
That's right, because everybody goes to Tom Brady. Everybody.
I don't know about everybody.
Well, let me rephrase it. Anybody who's famous enough and a big enough star to get a hold of Tom Brady would like to use Tom Brady as a mentor.
The kale pajamas?
And the avocado ice cream.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal, each and every day at 6:30 adjacent. Final segment coming up here from Yamava. We have Dealer's Choice coming up, and then we have like an NFL smorgasbord, right, Lindsay?
I'm actually glad we got a little Dealer's Choice, because I got something I got to get off my chest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not happy about it.
Really?
Yeah, pretty pissed, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Now, is that why you took off your sweater?
No, I got hot. You know, I was having hot flashes.
Menopause?
Menopause.
The pits?
Yeah. No pits, look.
No pits? Oh.
No pits.
Good job, Cappy.
All right. Final segment coming up next from Yamava here.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, Yamava.
On 710 ESPN. All right, we're back here at Yamava.
That's right, we are.
Sedano and Cap here with you. All right, Cappy.
Yo.
We have an NFL smorgasbord here.
Okay, give it to me.
All right, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
We should play some of this sound because it's good.
Yeah. Laura, pick whichever one because they're all kind of like halfway insane. so it doesn't really matter which one you pick. I feel like we could have a fun time discussing it regardless. So let me know what you got and just let it rip.
So we come off of last year with obviously missing the playoffs. I didn't have an MVP season. You know, I was interested in where they would be at. Mentally, everything that I was told in the week that I was in Green Bay was take as long as you want and, you know, we want you to retire Packer. You know, you want to come back and play. Obviously, the door is wide open. So that was the information that I was going on. Now, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. And I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it. You know, because your phone's on the entire time. There's no Wi-Fi on that, you know, hippie mountain. And when I got back to that little shack they have where there's, one bar of Wi-Fi, I got back to, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift. And that I heard from multiple people that I trust around the league, players mostly, that there was some shopping going on, that they were interested in actually moving me. At this point, you know, I got to admit, I went in the darkness, 90% retiring, 10% playing. That's where my mind was. My mind was
Okay, so let's start with this.
I like when he says, I came out of the darkness. That just sounds cool.
It's hilarious. But let's just start with this.
Go ahead.
So you're telling me that before you went into the darkness, that you were 90% retiring, and you've probably expressed this to them, I'm assuming, 10% playing, and then you go into the darkness, and you go 5 days basically going AWOL, and then you thought, oh, wow, that's crazy. There's a shift. Now the Packers want to shop me. Yeah, no crap. You basically are probably intimating to them that you're 90% retired and that if you are going to play, that you don't seem all that keen on playing for them, and then you don't answer anybody's calls because you're in darkness for 5 days. Of course there's going to be a shift.
Well, everybody knew I was going into the darkness. I'm Aaron Rodgers now.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knew I was going into the darkness. Why were they wasting their time trying to get a hold of me? Call my agent, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, George, just so you know, I'm not telling the Packers that I'm 90% retired. I don't even talk to those people.
Yeah.
So that was in my mind. I'm not telling them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then when I come out from the darkness and into the light, and I find out from people that I'm being shopped around, I went from 90% retiring to 90% playing because I need to stick it to the Packers. I'm going to do it with the Jets. What do you think of that?
So you're gonna do the same thing Brett Favre did?
That's right.
The guy who didn't want to mentor you?
Trying to go to the Jets.
That's all you needed to go to the darkness for? I could have told you how that script would have played out.
Was there gonna be like a whole bunch of weird stuff that happens going forward now? Like, am I gonna take some weird picks and send them to some people and stuff like that? Is that gonna happen?
No, I don't know about that.
Am I gonna go to Minnesota to finish things up?
I mean, maybe that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's up, Morales?
Really?
What? I mean, George says he already knows the script.
Well, I was talking as I was the Packers.
Oh.
I thought we were still role playing.
Oh no, I'd moved on.
Oh.
I'd moved on. Yeah, look, I can't wait to see this Aaron Rodgers thing actually finish up. And I can't wait to see what the Packers are going to settle for to get him or to get him out. Jets, I don't think are going to have to give up very much, and I don't think the Packers are going to get very much.
Okay. So Rodgers a little grumpy when he came out of the darkness retreat and spoke to Pat McAfee. That was the audio you heard there.
Quick question.
Yeah.
At what point did Pat McAfee and become the end-all be-all for Aaron Rodgers? Like, he announced what he was doing. Everyone's waiting for this.
Well, every week it was a thing with him there. I don't know.
That's a big deal.
I'll tell you what the deal is.
Do you know? Because I don't know how they became friendly.
So they weren't. I mean, Pat McAfee and Aaron Rodgers weren't pals. But A.J. Hawk, who was the former Ohio State linebacker who played for the Packers, it's like McAfee says, hey, Hawk, I need you to show up and I need you to bring Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And Hawk's like, I can. He's like, okay, fine, then you can co-host the show, or at least just this segment. And by the way, don't say anything. Let me talk to Aaron. That's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, Hawk and Aaron were tight because they played together, right, Green Bay.
And McAfee and, Clinton Yates got something in common. Always tank tops.
Oh, really?
They do.
That's right.
That is true.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a lot of tank
tops. McAfee's got guns, though. He doesn't have the olive oil arm.
Wow.
I did that bit the other day. You didn't hear it?
No. I missed it because I would have laughed really hard if I heard it.
McAfee.
No, not McAfee. He's got guns.
Yeah, but I like McAfee. Pittsburgh guy who plays punter at West Virginia and wears tank tops on his broadcast every day. That's my kind of guy.
You're next for you. I think Jalen Ramsey's talking about you here.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Jalen Ramsey says about his doubters.
Yep.
Which you were last year.
Overrated.
Watch my tape.
Okay. Fair enough. If Jalen Ramsey would like me to watch his tape, happy to do it.
Yeah.
Happy to analyze it all.
Yeah.
Happy to scout them out.
Break it
happy
down.
Happy to grade them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Cappy grades instead of PFF, KFF?
Yeah, dude. He's overrated.
Cappy Football Focus?
Guy's just overrated.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm just saying he's overrated. People are like, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm like, he's played in the league for 3 years.
No, longer than that.
I'm exaggerating. Yeah. But I mean, come on. He's a Hall of Famer right now.
I mean, he might
be. Why? Because they won a Super Bowl?
He might be.
He's the best cover corner in the entire NFL. Is he really? Are you sure? Are you positive? Or is that just a thing that we all say?
Well, he was for a stretch. There's no question.
A little bit? Just a little bit.
What about a lot of bit? A
couple years.
I mean, a couple years is something.
Maybe two seasons.
Not nothing.
Maybe. I got to watch the tape.
There you go.
I'm going to watch the
You're
tape.
You're one of the doubters.
Yep, I am.
You'll see a lot of penalties and blown coverages on the tape.
I'm sure. Looking forward to watching it.
Last season.
Rewinding it for him.
Wow.
What about this right here, this pass interference call?
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Cappy.
Yeah.
All right. Time for Dealer's Choice. We got a good 6 minutes here.
Do we really?
Yeah. You need more time?
No, I'm good. Let me get something off my chest here today.
Off your chest.
It really pisses me off.
Here at Yamava.
Okay.
A happy place normally.
Let me tell you something. The gas station at Costco is a problem. It's a major problem.
What happened now?
Okay, first of all, this Costco that I go to get my gas, they always had these signs. So even if you're 4, 5, 6 cars back, the sign would say red, red, green.
Yeah.
So then the person would know, I can go because that one's green.
Yeah.
They got rid of these signs. They got rid of these things. So now it just says going, it scrolls, welcome to Costco, welcome to Costco, welcome to Costco. I'm like, yo, I got to know, is it green? Is it red? Is it double red? One green, two greens, one red.
Green Triple is green. To go and you can move on.
Right. Yeah. So I'm standing back there today. I'm in my car.
Right.
And there's a car getting gas, another car getting gas, and I can't see if the first car is getting gas or if the first car is gone.
Right.
And God forbid they would tell me, green, come on up here, pull up.
Right.
Fine. So now I get out of my car.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the place, and I'm looking. I'm looking. I can't even see. Is that person up there?
Yeah.
Fine. The person's gone. I pull up front. On the other side of the island, George, this guy pulls in to get his gas.
Yeah.
And there's a white line. And you're really supposed to park within the white line.
Lines.
Because that's how other people get out. And that's how the traffic moves.
Right, it flows.
Right.
Yeah.
He was at the island or you were at the island?
I'm an island bay.
Were you an island bay?
I was an island bay.
All right.
And so the dude is parked halfway out.
Yeah.
Now people are beeping at him like, sir, would you mind moving over? And instead of being like, I'm the jerk here.
Yeah.
And I'm parked way out and nobody can move.
Right.
Screw everybody.
He's in the middle.
Right. Screw all you people.
Yeah. Go
like,
around.
Like, what's with people? Like, a little bit of just like
no.
just consideration
no,
for other people.
No such thing.
You know? And then let me just say one last thing about Costco gas.
Last thing about Costco gas.
You know, probably a month and a half ago, I was there like celebrating when gas was $3.99 a gallon.
And now it's $4.99.
It's what's going on?
Yeah.
What's the deal here?
I mean, we're almost getting to summer. You know,
we could give you a whole list, but.
I mean, it's getting closer to summer.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, first of
Why
all.
Why don't you just get an electric?
I mean, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go see Honest Abe.
Honest Abe at Fullerton Ford.
Let me just say this. Hey, Costco, number one.
Check yourself.
Totally check yourself.
Yeah.
Get the green and the red and the green. If there's three pumps, let me know when one of them's green when I can go. That's number one.
Bring it back.
Number two.
Yeah.
The gas station attendant at Costco. You know what your job is. Make sure everybody's in those white lines so that traffic can flow.
Following the rules.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then lastly, if you're the guy that parks outside the white line, don't be nasty and rude to other people.
Yeah.
You're the jerk.
Yeah.
Selfish jerk.
Yeah. That's it?
And the gas is too expensive.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You're really worked up about this, Cap.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Although now we just approved a whole Alaska pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
So hopefully that'll bring some.
By the way, these are probably the segments Larry listens to.
But it'll take a while. It'll take a while for
Where's
that Alaska
Larry?
Gas to come.
Where is Larry?
These are the segments Larry listens to.
Yeah,
oh,
this is
dealer's
the problem.
Choice?
Yeah, Larry's like, that Kaplan doesn't shut the hell up. George, talk Clippers. Come on, George, talk Clippers. That's what Larry wants.
Larry's a good man.
I'll tell you another good man I met here today.
Who
by
did
the way.
You meet?
I met a guy. I met a guy earlier today, and gosh, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Jackson Brown.
Yes.
I met Jackson Brown.
Yes, I met Jackson Brown. Too.
Not the singer Jackson Brown.
No, a listener.
The Jackson Brown who was wearing the full Adidas,
yeah,
like full on sweatsuit
from Northridge,
dude,
yeah.
Looking dope.
Yeah.
And he's dope AF or just dope?
No, dope AF.
Dope AF.
And he is a freaking gigantic 710 listener.
Yeah, big Sedano and Cap guy.
And I said to Lindsay, when Lindsay pulled up, I said, Lindsay, you got to meet Jackson Brown. And when he calls, he got to go to the front of the line.
Yeah.
Because this guy got a lot of very strong opinions.
He does.
About a lot of the things
we were talking
about
the Lakers for at least a good 10 minutes.
Yeah. So.
Well, then I said, we don't really take a whole lot of calls, you know?
Right.
He's got to get into the circle.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
We could probably use a few.
Yeah.
To help the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes Cappy.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, when Cappy talks too much, so Larry can hear
right.
some other voices.
Right.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
How about when Baron Davis almost fought you because you're wearing an SC hat?
Well, I don't think he's ever seen that. Me in an SC hat, so. Yeah. But, you know, Key is, you know, it's Key.
You didn't tell him, hey, I'm Key's boy. That's why I'm wearing the SC hat.
No, because in that moment when I went over to him, because we worked together many years ago,
yeah.
I'm BD's boy.
Yeah. Ah.
But, you know.
Wearing the SC
business
hat.
Business decisions, my
BD's
friend.
BD's the guy, man.
Yeah. He got on that UCLA hat, though.
Of course he does.
Well, he played there.
Right.
Well, I realize that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's why he's representing his school.
Yeah.
His alma mater.
But you were wearing that SC hat.
What do you want from me?
I don't know.
Yeah. Are we done here?
I don't know. Are we?
I mean, we're going to have some adult libations.
Chris, are we going to have are you still celebrating Lent?
I am.
So what are you not having?
I can have wine.
Oh, you can have wine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. You want to have a little wine?
Well, yeah. Jesus turned blood into wine. It's fine.
Okay.
I thought it was water to wine.
Water to wine. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't think it was blood.
I've been here for 9 hours, homeboy. Okay? It started at 8 a.m. when Travis and I pulled in, and it's 7 p.m. now.
Yeah. I'm an island boy.
Tell me what you think about my self-control today.
You had no self-control.
I had one piece of pizza that I skinned.
How many egg rolls?
Zero egg rolls.
How many mozzarella sticks?
Zero.
Zero. No, you did good
Nothing
job.
Fried.
You did good job,
no,
Cappy.
No wings, no egg rolls, no mozzarella sticks.
Tell Rachel she doesn't have to put the lie detector on you today
know?
That I will tell her that you were a good boy.
I had the sausage that you and I ate together.
We did eat the sausage wow. together.
The sausage. Nice.
I had some of the very moist turkey.
It was very moist.
It was
delicious.
Moist.
Everything here at Yamava has been amazing.
I only had like one bite of the burger that was wrapped in the lettuce.
Oh, such good meat.
I got to say, man, I did a good job today. Pretty proud of myself.
You did. All right, we're done here. Excellent work, Laura, back in the studio. Thank you, Laura, for making sure everything went great back there.
Producer Lindsay.
Producer
amazing.
Lindsay.
I specifically
Even though I
really
should have had my printed stuff as a backup.
What you need to know is my favorite part
According
of the show today.
According to Bill in the Circle of Trust, he said I need to have everything backed up. print it out.
Enjoy Ja Rule and Ashanti tonight.
I wouldn't be without my baby. Excellent work, Christopher.
Thank you, my friend.
We will talk to you guys mañana.
Rackers.